Good afternoon. Once low stratus clouds in the River Valley areas break towards this early afternoon, it's going to become another warm and rather humid day as our area remains in the warm sector due to some southerly flow. We will continue to see some moisture build into our region as well, and this is going to result in mostly cloudy skies and even the potential for an isolated shower. Or, because of all that moisture, we could see an isolated shower for areas south and to the east of the Capital District this afternoon, including most of western New England, the Mid-Hudson Valley, and the eastern Catskills. The southern Adirondacks, western Mohawk Valley, upper Hudson Valley should see mostly sunny skies. Highs for the day will be into the low to mid-70s, thanks to the fact that these clouds stuck around a little bit longer than anticipated this morning. And even as you head into the valleys, those highs are even looking to reach only into the low to mid-70s. It's going to remain feeling muggy today. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a strengthening area of high pressure over the west combined with a surface trough anchored just off the California coast sets the stage for several days worth of dry and windy conditions along the west coast. There are critical risks for fire weather in both northern and southern California on Sunday and Monday. Favorable fire weather conditions look to persist over Southern California into Tuesday as high pressure remains entrenched over the Great Basin and Intermountain West. Elevated risk areas are also in place in portions of the plains and southwest. They are also at risk for favorable fire weather conditions both today and into Monday as gusty winds and low humidity levels transpire in the wake of a cold frontal passage. The past 24-hour lower 48 state temperature extremes ranged from a high of 107 at Death Valley, California and Rio Grande Village, Texas, to a low of 22 degrees at Copper Basin, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today in New York City, mostly cloudy with a small chance for some showers, with a high near 73. In Boston, mostly sunny with a high near 76. And in Buffalo, sunny with a high near 78. Here are the Albany, New York climate normals for today. The average high is 68, while the average low is 47. The record high of 89 was set back in 2017, while the record low of 24 was set back in 1947. Today's sunrise was at 6:48 a.m. The sun is set to set at 6:43 p.m. That is a total of 11 hours and 54 minutes of daylight for today. It's a loss of 2 minutes and 51 seconds of daylight from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts. For the northern Adirondacks and central northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, we are looking at partly sunny skies this afternoon as our highs look to reach into the upper 70s. We will see some windy conditions as well, as we could see wind gusts as high as 25 miles per hour. For the night tonight, we will see a slight chance for some showers in the early morning hours as well as the development of some patchy fog. Otherwise, we will be turning mostly cloudy as overnight lows drop down into the low 60s and upper 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, we are going to see a mix of sun and clouds this afternoon as highs reach towards the mid to upper 70s. For the night tonight, we turn cloudy as overnight lows drop down towards the mid 60s. We will see the chance for some showers and some patchy fog to develop, especially as we get closer towards the midnight hour. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, we are looking partly sunny this afternoon with highs reaching near the mid-70s. For the night tonight, we will be mostly cloudy with a slight chance for some showers as overnight lows drop down into the low 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, we are looking partly sunny this afternoon with highs reaching near the mid-70s. For the night tonight, we stay mostly cloudy with overnight lows dropping down into the low 60s. We will see the chance for some showers and some patchy fog to develop as we head into the early morning hours. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, we are looking partly sunny this afternoon with highs reaching near the mid-70s. Windy as well with gusts as high as 25 miles per hour. For the night tonight, we look mostly cloudy with overnight lows near the mid-60s with a chance for some early morning showers. Region-wide for tomorrow, we will be mostly cloudy with the chance for a few spotty light showers. Highs looking to reach near the mid-70s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Reed Kisselback.